right. We do a little talking here on this radio program. You do the bulk of it, however. It's your show. Good afternoon, good morning, good day, wherever you happen to be. I'm Jerry Escher with Debbie Giorgiani, and this is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And we bring a topic to most programs. We have our unscripted show once a month where we invite you to talk about anything you want. But today, Debbie, we have another topic for people to take it and run with it.
I think it's going to be super honoring. We want you to tell us about your oldest living relative, your oldest living relative, okay? How honoring is that going to be? Give us their first name if you feel comfortable, and we'll put them in the book as well and continue to pray for them. But I was going to share real quickly, Jerry, but let me give you the number. Share about your oldest living relative, okay? Go. Now, fill up the phone lines, 833-288-3986. So yesterday, as I was preparing for the show today, Jerry, I was going to share two of my oldest living relatives, my Uncle John, who's in his 90s, and my aunt. I've mentioned her several times, a Sister Carmel Lavolsi. She's a Dominican sister. She is stationed at Caldwell College in Caldwell, New Jersey. She's still going strong, and my mom is 90, and she's fading, but she's, you know, hanging in there. But my Uncle John passed away yesterday. So in Florida. And so we got the news from my cousin that his dad passed away, lived a beautiful, beautiful life, very religious, did a lot of work at the soup kitchens at church. He was amazing, but he retired in Florida from New Jersey, and he passed away with his son near him. So that was wonderful.
Sorry to hear that.
But it's a celebration of life because, you know, making it to into your, you know, I think it was 93 or 94. I mean, really, that's great. And he was going strong, you know? So.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, we're talking about that today, your oldest living relative and what you'd like us to know about him or her. Usually it's beautiful thoughts, wonderful sentiments, great memories. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. My oldest living relative would have been my mother, of course, but she's been dead for a few years. I think she would be 96 this year.
Wow.
Dorothy. Yeah, her name is mm-hmm. Dorothy. So I had to give a little bit of thought to this because I don't know my extended family all that intimately. And so I think it's probably my cousin Tom, or Tommy as we call him. He's probably 70, early 70s right now.
Okay.
So I'm starting to feel old.
Okay, folks. Jerry is turning 60 July 1st. I'm sorry, Jerry. I think that's really cool. I think that's cool because you don't act 60. You act very young.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, you have that youthful spirit.
Youthfulness, yeah.
Yeah.
I think younger than 60. Some days I feel all of 60, but other days I feel younger than that, you know?
Right.
I don't know. I guess I've just always had kind of a youthfulness about me, and I thank God for that, really.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That keeps you young. That's how my Uncle John was. He always played jokes, fun things. He'd always laugh. He'd always have a real quick comment, a real quick comeback, you know, to something. I think you need to have that playful spirit, right, to keep you feeling young inside. So tell us about your oldest living relative. Please give us their first name if you feel comfortable. And we'll put them in the book because we pray for the living and the deceased. And then it's a beautiful day to honor our relatives, especially on Our Lady of Fatima. So amazing. This is a great day today. And I just want to share real quickly, Jerry, the Twitter post from Pope Francis, our Holy Father. It says, "Our lives and the history of the world are in God's hands. Let us entrust the church, ourselves, and the entire world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Let us pray for peace, the end of the pandemic, a penitent spirit, and our conversion." And then it says, # Our Lady of Fatima. That's the Twitter. What do you say? The Twitter tweet or whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you call that? Post tweet? I don't know.
A tweet.
I don't get involved in it. Are you on Twitter?
I haven't used my social media accounts for maybe one or two posts in the last two or three years. I just I don't know. Don't really have time for it.
Right. But when you get good ones like that go, you know, viral, that's kind of cool.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right. Okay, oldest living relative. Talk about it today, or you can also mention Our Lady of Fatima today because this is a special day. 833-288-3986. That's the number to get on the show. We have three open phone lines. That's it. Share your oldest living relative. Tell us about them. Did they serve in the military, in the wars? What did they do? What is their life like now? And tell us about it. We want to know. We're curious because we are a family and families are curious about each other, right?
That's right, 833-288-3986. This, of course, would be and actually is Ascension Thursday as well.
That's right.
I think the U.S. Bishops Conference, I don't know, is it a whole U.S. Bishops Conference wide or is it diocese by diocese that they decide to move it to Sunday? I think it's the USCCB moves it to Sunday, but that's also another great reminder that we should be thinking about and praying about today when our Lord ascended into heaven and then, of course, sent the Holy Spirit. He said, it is better that I go. And I'm sure his earliest disciples and apostles, Debbie, were thinking, well, you just rose from the dead, which is pretty cool. I don't know how it can get any better than that when you leave.
Right.
But it did with the Holy Spirit.
Right. It did. And then it's the mission, right? The mission is so important for all of us. And this is what Catholic Radio does. It continues the mission. So please, folks, help us out by your calls today. We learn and we grow. And hopefully we feel different about things and a little bit closer to God. That's what Take Two is all about. 833-288-3986. Now there's just two open phone lines. Come on, you guys, fill those up. If you want to brag about your oldest relative, 833-288-3986.
Yeah, for many of us, it is still a parent or a grandparent. In my case, like I said, both of my parents are deceased. So maybe it's a sibling. Maybe it's a brother or a sister. You're in line somewhere in that birth order in your family, and you've got an older sibling who's the oldest living relative. Could be a cousin or somebody who's not quite in your immediate family. But in either case, this is going to be an edifying broadcast. I really believe that. Because of a number of reasons, but one, I think the main reason is we so often fail, I think, to honor those who have lived their beautiful life like your Uncle John, Debbie. And so we want to honor them for all that they have done for us. They bore children and sometimes are now grandparents. So there's really, I think it's important and a beautiful thing to honor them. So let's do that today on Take Two. 833-288-3986.
Talking about your oldest living relative today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Ascension Thursday it is, Our Lady of Fatima it is as well. Beautiful day, great time to converse about our oldest living relatives. So please call in at 833-288-3986. Just real quickly before we get to the phones, Jerry, if I may, a Curious Catholic's Answers to Theological Questions by Fathers Ken Burgundy and John Trigilio. So both priests are taking this on in this wonderful book of their hosts of EWTN's Web of Faith, and they draw on their years of pastoral experience to compile a comprehensive list of the best questions ever asked of them, including, listen to this, how to go to confession and how not to go to confession, psychics and their abilities, how to avoid the dangers of the internet. So Father Ken Burgundy and Father John Trigilio, they take it on. You can get this amazing, amazing book at EWTNRC.com. Just buy Catholic, shop EWTNRC.com. I think that's so cool. Curious Catholic's Answers to Theological Questions. I got to get that book.
Sounds like a good one, and we know that it really is because of Father Burgundy and Father Trigilio being on Web of Faith for a number of years now on EWTN. So, folks, do get that book at EWTNRC.com. Okay, 833-288-3986. When a line becomes available, please join us. We're asking you to share a little bit from your heart about your oldest living relative today on Take Two. And Joy got in first, so she gets to go first in Surprise, New York, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Joy. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited. It's my first time.
Welcome. Good. So tell us.
All right. So my oldest living relative, we just celebrated her birthday this past Saturday on May 8th. It's my grandmother. Her name is Catherine, and she turned 105 years old.
Wow.
Wow. How is Catherine doing? Is she still, you know, getting around and doing things?
Yep. She gets around with a walker. The way I like to describe her is, she has, her doctor tells her she has the heart of an 18-year-old.
Oh.
And she has perfect cholesterol. She's not a diabetic. She does not have her driver's license, but she does a million miles around her kitchen table and has a daily diet of, you know, coffee or cake, candies, and cookies, and stores coffee, ice cream before she goes to bed at night. And she just has a heart of gold. She's like the Pope. She's just so popular. Everyone loves her because she's a very genuinely sweet person. You know, just too many qualities to mention. But she does say the rosary every single day, and she's been a member of the Catholic Daughters of America since she was 16, so 89 years. And she is a mother of seven, and she has, you know, multiple grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren now, so
wow.
Fifth generation. Yeah, so she really is, I always say, she's like the wonderful example of what how we're called to be on Earth. She's so Christ-like in every way, and we're very, very blessed to have her. And my father is the oldest of the children, and my father's 81, and he takes very much after my grandmother, so I'm very happy about that.
Wow, that is so beautiful, Joy. Thank you you have added a lot of joy to the broadcast telling us about your grandmother, Catherine. And, you know, we all know people who have died what we would call too young. And so it's a beautiful thing. Some people come from hearty stock. You mentioned I said she has some ice cream before she goes to bed every night and things like this. You got these beautiful little rituals that are so important to them. And she just keeps on going, like you said, round and round that kitchen table. I think it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah. Joy, can we ask a tiny little favor?
Yes.
Okay, when you talk to your grandmother, let her know that the Take Two family, we consider her our grandmother as well, and we're just so thrilled that she's getting around that kitchen table and having her the food that she likes and everything. When she prays the rosary, if she would remember the Take Two family intentions, that would be a gigantic gift to all of us, because we really believe that a grandmother like your grandmother, Catherine, has a direct connection right now. So...
Absolutely, yes. I'm sure, I know she'll be thrilled and so delighted to hear that, and she definitely would do that for you as well. And I'll ask my dad as well, because he does the rosary every day while jumping on his mini trampoline. So that's why he's
I have one of those too. That's great. That's really good for your lymphatic system. Really good. That is wonderful, Joy. Tell your dad thank you as well, and wish your grandmother a happy birthday from us, okay?
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for all that you do, and listen to you guys all the time, and I love EWTN. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Joy. Appreciate you joining us on the program today. And that'll open up a line at 833-288-3986. Who is your oldest living relative? And tell us a little bit about them. Lori is next in Damiensville, Illinois, listening on EWTN.com, and another first-time caller. Hi, Lori. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Sure.
I want to tell about my mother. She turned 96 on April 11th, and we're all real proud of her. She has raised five children, has five grandchildren, and five great-grandchildren.
Wow, five is your number.
Yes.
Lori, are you able to give us her first name?
Yes, her first name is Marge, and she was Margaret Mary.
Oh, Margaret Mary, I love it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
And I have a story I'd like to tell about her. When she was about 10 years old, she was in the hospital. She had appendicitis. And there were sisters taking care of her, nuns, and they thought she was dying. But there was one nun who said, no, I want to keep this girl alive. I'm going to stay with her. And she did. And if it wasn't for that nun, we probably wouldn't be here today.
Oh, my. What a great blessing. That just shows Yeah, just the beauty of the human heart, the human spirit, and doing that for your grandmother. Yeah, like you said, you may not be here today, but thanks be to God. God had a different plan, Lori. Yeah,
go ahead. Her mother. Yeah. It's her mother.
Her mother.
It's Lori's mother.
Yeah, mother.
Yeah. Wow.
I just was taking notes. I was writing five children, five grandchildren, five great-grandchildren. Yeah. And I got confused on that, so sorry about that.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, isn't it amazing, Lori, how things turn out and the right people step in at the right time to make things happen? So it's like, it's so amazing how it unfolds, right?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. It really does. And I love EWTN. I love your program. And this week when I heard Jerry on a different program, he was sitting in for the live questions and answers program, and I knew it wasn't the same person. I thought, that sounds like Jerry from Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And sure enough, they said it was.
Wow, beautiful. So you listen a lot, Lori, it sounds like.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Well, that's wonderful.
A lot to me to have EWTN.
Yeah. Lori, he has that recognizable voice. I'm telling you, we were in airports. Well, we were in airports all over the place when we used to travel for pledge drives. Now we do them virtually. Mm-hmm. But when we traveled, I would have people turning around all the time because his voice, he doesn't have like a lower volume. It's like, it's always that booming voice. It's hilarious. And it's a great voice. It is. But sometimes I'm like, Jerry, do you know how to whisper? No, it's a great voice. I don't want it to ever change. It's fabulous.
Yes. Really.
Thank you so much, Lori.
You're welcome.
Have a blessed day.
Lori.
I'd like to call in and talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Call again.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny when people talk about, you know, oh, Jerry, you have such a great radio voice. I was denied promotions early in my radio career because I sounded too much like a kid.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did that bother you?
Well, it did, but I think they were right. I was a kid. I was 19, 20, got into radio when I was 18, so... You don't have that great set of pipes right away. Some people do, I guess. But anyway, I just give thanks and glory to God because it's all I ever wanted to do was be on the radio, and been doing it for 41 years now. So praise
that's
be
amazing.
God.
That's amazing.
Yeah, actually, May 18th would be 41
well,
years.
Well, it's a good use of your God-given gifts.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Evelyn is up next in Toledo, Ohio, on Annunciation Radio, a first-time caller. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for having me on.
Mm-hmm.
I have an aunt that is a very special person to me. She was, like the previous caller, she was 96 years old on April 11th. What a coincidence. She started out her life, well, we're from... a strong Polish Catholic family. She started out her life long before I was born, but she was, as a teen, she played organ for her parish church, and throughout her life, she continued being an organist and singing for three different parishes for a total of over 70 years. She also became a nurse. She was a mom of six. Her oldest son and I are just a couple months apart in age. She went into nursing and worked in the newborn nursery for several years as a nurse to help finance her children's education and help out my uncle with that. However, he died very prematurely from a heart attack at age 56. So she's in fact been a widow for 40 years, but has only still lives on her own, prays every day for everyone, oldest of 26 cousins in the family, and she keeps in contact with all of them. She's an artist. She paints beautifully. She has had a space down in her basement, which she can't get down to now, unfortunately. But she could have an art exhibit with what she has done. She's every year when we, every birthday that we have, and Christmas is too, she will paint, she will hand paint a birthday card for us that is just amazing. It's a professional quality, but she's so humble, and with all of her talents, she just carries on each day with a smile, and she's, you know, been through a lot of grief in her life, so you would never know that. I admire her so much for her faith and her spirit of prayer and her spirit of carrying on and always being for others. So my Aunt Wanda, I would love to have you put her in the book and recognize her for all of her attributes and for all of what she's given throughout her life.
Yeah, you can be sure of that, Evelyn. What an amazing lady it sounds like. And some people, I think, some people are just wired the way your aunt is, and that is, like you said, generous, humble, faithful. You know, she, her openness to life, her being a nurse to help other people, serving the people of God by playing the organ in church, working to finance her children's education, and being a widow as well. I mean, yeah, she has perhaps been through a lot of grief, but she has given so much, and the witness that she has been and still is to all of your relatives and to all people who know her is just remarkable, I have to believe.
And she was given, obviously, many gifts, many talents, and she used them wisely. And look how it's had an impact on you, and I'm sure other members of the family as well, Evelyn.
For sure. Thank you. You have that all correct. Without even knowing her, you're speaking, you know, about her just right on. So that's, and she did have an experience as a young young lady. Well, she and my mom were inducted into the young ladies sodality, the Blessed Mother's sodality, they called it, at their church when they were still in high school. And I wear my mom's scapular or Blessed Mother medal every single day since she passed. But my aunt had problems with her eyes, and they thought she was going to go blind. She was hospitalized, and she, you know, really was, it was a miracle, I believe. And that's, you know, back in the day, they didn't have a lot of technology, and she was actually cured of this eye problem. They didn't even know what it was at the time, but someone came up with a medication that was an odd medication, something that they would never have given to cure eyes, but it's probably in Ann Arbor Hospital or, you know, somewhere where they had sent her as a last resort. And she regained her sight, and for that, I think she's ever been grateful. And, you know, St. Lucy has been one of her patrons because of that. So, yes, there hasn't ever been a more religious person or someone who hasn't been more for others than that lady. So I appreciate, this is my first time on, but I could not call, you know, and not been able to.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, there's I think one can believe this strongly, and that is, you know, people who are given completely to the Lord, who give completely who they are, what they have, return their gifts to God. There are things, beautiful things that he's going to do for those people, and he obviously did for your Aunt Wanda, and that is a beautiful, beautiful testimony to her faith and trust in the Lord. Thank you, Evelyn, again, and Toledo, for joining us. We appreciate it.
I'm seeing a theme here, you know, because I was, as Evelyn was speaking, I thought about my mom. She was born with a rare stomach tumor, you know, and isn't it interesting how, you know, they go through so much early on in their life, but they're meant to be here. They're meant to live out this extraordinary life. Please join us, 833-288-3986.
Thank you for being with us for Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN. The show team is in place. Michael Birchfield, our producer, Rich Jesse is screening calls. Jeff Burson is monitoring and getting to us the social media comments from the video streams at EWTN Catholic Radio Facebook page and YouTube channel. And affiliates, thank you for carrying the program. We could not have a show without you either, so thank you very much. Today we're talking about your oldest living relative, what you'd like to share about him or her. Feel free to join us. We have an open phone line at 833-288-3986. And we will go back to the phones to Linda in Bryan, Ohio, listening on Annunciation Radio again. Hi, Linda. Welcome.
Hi.
How you doing?
I actually have three old people in my life. And my oldest, I'll start with her because that's the most I have to say. She is my aunt. She is my dad's brother's wife. Mm-hmm. She's 100. She turned 100 March 18th. She had COVID in January, and her daughter took her out of the facility, assisted living, brought her home because it was serious, and she wanted her home. Mm-hmm. And she recovered to the same person she was before. She was sick for a few days, but came back. And it's just a delight to be around. Healed and in March, that was in January, and in March, instead of a 100th birthday party with a lot of people, my cousin, her daughter, had many parties with a few people.
Oh.
Like her sister came up. Her sister came up for the day. But one of her nieces brought her up. You know, people came up for the day. Her kids came up for the day, maybe two kids. But she's got six kids. And she also raised a granddaughter as her own. And that, you know, they came to see her. But nobody, not a lot of people didn't come at one time. Throughout the month of March, people just came separately, and it was great. And I got March 25th, 26th. So I went up and spent the night and made her dinner the next day, and we just had a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. She received over 200 birthday cards. 13 of them were from me. I couldn't find the right. I found so many that were just right. Anyway, she's doing really good. I am going to go see her. Good Lord willing, every day I realize could be the last day, but I am going to go see her in June. Mm-hmm. And
can you give us her first name?
Her name is Rita.
Rita. Oh, I love it. Rita. Well, real quickly, go ahead, Linda.
She was baptized on the day she was born because they didn't expect her to live.
Wow. See, there's a theme. There's a theme here. This is interesting. Linda, real quickly, before you get to the other relative, let me just share something. I love what your cousin did, having multiple celebrations, small ones, obviously because of COVID, you know, she was being very wise. But I think people should do that anyway, because when I've had celebrations for my mom and we've had a lot of people there, it's overwhelming. She can't.
It is.
Yeah, so I love what your cousin did. I think it was great.
Yeah, we had a big birthday bash for her when she turned 90, and then they had another one for her when she turned 95. But this 100th was the best ever. I got her all to myself.
Wow.
Yeah. But, wow. She says the rosary every day. She likes her wine. She likes a glass of wine every day.
Red or white? I'm just curious. I'm just curious, Linda. Red or white?
Red.
Okay.
And my uncle made wine. I haven't had his great wine for a long time. He's been gone now, but he made wine, and that was the best wine ever. She plays the organ. She has her own organ. So she,
amazing.
She prays the rosary. It's like, oh my gosh, she's just an amazing woman. And I've been telling people, you know, I pray for her to live, and I feel selfish, but you know, I'm going to be devastated when she dies, no matter what. And I had one person tell me, you know, even if she lives to be 150, you're going to still be devastated. So I'm thinking, well, you know what, that's, you don't, you know, you let them go, but you can't. And then But that's my Aunt Rita, and she has just been a blessing in my life. We talk on the phone once a week sometimes, you know, with my cousin and stuff. But she used to live an hour from me to, east of Toledo, Ohio, and now she lives 2 hours west up in Hastings, Michigan, which makes it a little more difficult to get to visit her. But I still get up there. And then I have another aunt who turned 90 April 2nd, and she is my mom's sister. I lost my mom when I was 9, but my mom's sisters still kept my mom alive for me, and I basically visit her mostly on the phone. She lives in Oregon, Ohio, but I don't get over there like I should. She is my godmother, and she is such a blessing in my life too. I mean, I lost my mom when I was 9, but I still have like 6 or 8 Mother's Day cards that I send out because I just have like a mother's, which leads me to my 87-year-old like a mother who she turned 87 in April 12th, and she is a retired nurse, but she still does home health care. She and I run around a lot together. She just, she considers me a blessing, but I consider her a blessing because she can get out and do things, and we just have a good time together. I actually met her because I was her babysitter at 13 for her little kids. And then when they got older, she just kind of kept me over the years.
Hmm.
And
Linda, I want to comment on a couple of things here. First of all, how blessed you are to have these three individuals in your life, and probably others as well. You talked about how delightful it was to spend time with your aunt, Rita. And that really struck me because I think so many people are missing out on the treasures that our elderly people are and can be to us and share with us, the wisdom that they have to pass down. So I think you are totally blessed to have all three of these people, especially your Aunt Rita. That is beautiful. I love the way she just bounced back. She told COVID to get lost, you know, and she bounced all the way back. That was absolutely beautiful. Do you mind, Linda, would you give us your mother's first name as well? Because we have a prayer book
and,
that we put.
And the aunts and the aunts, other yeah. two. Linda, yeah. Real quickly, the other names?
My Aunt Donna. Uh-huh. And my mother's name is Dorothy.
Oh,
and like then my like a mother is Vicky.
Vicky. Well, you and Jerry share that in common because Jerry's mom's name is Dorothy. We're so sorry your mom passed out when you were 9. That had to be really, really tough. The interesting thing is I hope you're close to John Paul too, because he shares that with you. And he's a great, great saint, and he's active in all of our lives. And so, you share that, of losing a mother at a young age, Jerry.
Yeah, beautiful, Linda. We've got plenty of other callers here, so we're going to let you go and enjoy, hopefully, what will be a beautiful Thursday. It is Ascension Thursday, the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. And as we pray for you, we hope and pray that you will offer up a prayer for us as well, Linda, in Bryan, Ohio. Thank you so much. 833-288-3986, asking you to share with us something about your oldest living relative. Toby, you've been holding for a while. We appreciate that. In East Peoria, Illinois, listening on St. Bernadette Radio. Hi, Toby. You're on take two. Hello, Toby. Okay. Maybe Rich can pop him on hold there, and we will check back in. Now, is Toby there?
I can hear him.
Perhaps is there, but...
Yeah.
yeah.
Rich, will you take care of that for us?
Yeah.
Okay. We want to get Toby because he's been waiting a long time.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead. So we go to Connie. Love the name Connie. That's my mom's name. Wichita, Kansas. Kansas City Catholic Radio. First time caller. Hi, Connie. Welcome.
Hi. Actually, I'm Wichita is one of the affiliates for the Kansas City radio station. So that's where I am. But my mom is 89 and lives in the Kansas City area. And she is, I'm the oldest of her nine children, and I think 33 or something grandchildren, and I don't know how many great-grandchildren she has. But she's been just a stalwart in all of our lives. Among the things that we appreciate the most about her is her passing down the Catholic faith to us. And she and my dad were instrumental in getting perpetual adoration started in the Diocese of Kansas City in Kansas. And she's still one of the people in her parish who that takes care of scheduling people. And I think she makes a holy hour at least once a day and sits in for people who can't make their hour for one reason or another. And she and my dad were in the Legion of Mary for many, many years, probably 40 or 50. She's still in the Legion of Mary. And so, anyway, she's just an inspiration to all of us. And
does she have a name other than Mom, Connie?
Yes, her name is Lida, L-I-D-A, Joy, Lida Joy.
Beautiful. Getting perpetual adoration. Well, you know, Connie, you're a first-time caller, but if you listen to the show, that is near and dear to my heart. I think every parish, if they're able to do it, should get perpetual adoration because it brings blessings in ministry. It totally changes the whole culture of the whole parish community. It is incredible. So for your mom to take that on, way to go. She is an amazing woman, Connie.
Yeah, she and my dad really worked hard to get that going. I live in the Diocese of Wichita, and they had some perpetual adoration chapels here before that, and they would come down here and meet with the people here to figure out how to make it happen in Northeast Kansas. So I think it's been, well over 25 years that they've had perpetual adoration in their parish there.
And, amazing. Yeah. And please forgive us, forgive me, your dad's name, your dad's first name?
Oh, is Lawrence.
Lawrence. Oh, they're both L's. I love that. I love that. They must have cool monogram stuff.
Oh, they were pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, Connie, you have shared so many beautiful facts and a lot of information about your wonderful parents. And the one thing that I really, when you put an emphasis on passing down the faith. You know, I think our elderly command a certain attention from us, even if we're not maybe interested in what, you know, if they're passing down the faith and we're teens or young adults or whatever, and maybe it's not something that's first and foremost on our radar, we will pay attention because of who they are and the life that they have lived. You know, kind of like what was the old saying, when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think our elderly can be very much like that. But I want to share too real quickly. There was a gentleman in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Ed Dom, God rest his soul, he has passed away. He used to have little business card sized cards that were laminated about the Adoration Chapel, where it was, the hours, it was perpetual. And he would hand those out wherever he went. And before he passed away, they saw the 1 millionth hour of adoration celebrated in that Adoration Chapel.
Wow.
So, Connie,
incredible.
This is just, imagine the graces, Connie, and the gifts and the blessings that God has bestowed on people by spending time in that Adoration Chapel. I don't know if you've thought about that, but it's got to be remarkable.
You know, my dad used to keep track of, you know, how many months they'd been married or how many days they'd been married or whatever, and, you know, have little celebrations all around that. And so I ought to do that, is figure out, you know, when they started and how many days of adoration. Now, there were some times during COVID that their chapel was closed, but they have adoration in their church during the day, and they have adoration at night now that's gone back.
Wow.
So,
incredible parents you are blessed with. Connie, I have to do this because I think you said are you the oldest, you said?
Yes.
Okay, of nine children, I have to do this. Can you just quickly run down all the names? I think it's hilarious. Can you do it real quick?
Sure. Connie, Mary, Carol, David, Greg, Rosemary, Joe, John, and Andy.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love how everybody does that. It's like stair steps.
Mm-hmm. It's like a baseball team.
Well, and you can put my brother David also in your book. He passed away when he was in his 20s. Oh. And that was, that was a really hard time for them.
Yes. Yes. You know, they say that to bury a child is the worst pain you can ever go through. So I saw it happen with my in-laws, my husband Marty's parents, when they had to go through the death of the oldest son of their family. And it was you just watched them crumble. I mean, it was
yep.
Yeah, it was tough. Yep. Oh,
tough
Connie.
Time.
Yeah. Connie, you're in a great diocese. Wichita, Kansas is awesome.
Absolutely, the best.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Thanks,
all of our seminarians are definitely a product of the fact that we have so many adoration chapels here.
Yeah. Yeah, and isn't there a diocesan program where Catholic school is free and people do it through a collection?
We're a stewardship diocese. And Catholic schools are part of what you get when you are a steward of the parish. So
wow, that's great. Vocations are going to come from Catholic
schools.
Awesome. I met some of the Wichita seminarians. They are really top shelf. Connie, thank you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day, and remember us in your prayers, as we will for you and your entire family, especially your parents and your brother David. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Yes, thanks, Connie. Call anytime. Love your name. That's my mom's name. Connie's a happy name. Have you ever noticed that?
It sounds like it.
It is. It's just happy. Okay. Real quickly, Jerry, you want to share one of our favorite shows?
Yeah. I want to remind all the people who are listening, The Bear Woznick Adventure. It's on Saturday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. If you've never seen Bear Woznick before, he lives in Hawaii. He is a surfer guy, kind of muscle-bound, but he is no nonsense when it comes to the Catholic faith. He does, beachside catechism classes and all kinds of stuff. He challenges men to deeper conversion and to servant leadership. So join the Bear Woznick Adventure Saturday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, on many of these same EWTN stations.
Beautiful. And we're going to get to social media. We have time now to do that. So we're going to do that. I can do some Facebook. Laura says, my oldest living relative is my aunt in Arizona, who was 100 years old on April 28th. Way to go. Her two sisters died at 101 and 102. Other aunts are 98 and 95. My mom lived to age 95. Way to go, Laura.
Wow.
That's in Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the heat didn't wear them out. That's good. Everybody always tells me you need to move to the south because there's humidity there and you can live longer and it's just better for your skin. Well, here's proof positive. 100 years old in Arizona. I love it.
In
Arizona.
Humidity is supposed to be good for your health?
Yeah, you're supposed to be like less wrinkles. They say women in the south look really young because of the humidity in the air. And we out here in Arizona are kind of shriveling up because we live in the desert. But we drink a lot of water out here. I will say that. We drink a lot of water. But
absolutely.
Laura, that's awesome. That gives me hope to stay here in Arizona. Where else are we going on social media?
Well, on YouTube channel, Tony says, my mom, Celeste, will be 93 soon. As a female pioneer microbiologist, she was on a top secret NASA team that determined if it was safe for man to go into space due to radiation levels. She accomplished many other things. She also worked on developing what foods to eat in space. She was a true pioneer in her field.
Wow. That's amazing. Nancy says, my mom will be 94 in early June and my dad will be 94 in mid-July. And God willing, come this December, they will have been married 73 years. Praise
God.
Awesome. That's a sacramental marriage. That's awesome. Dave says, my Aunt Marie is 94 or 95. She married my mom's brother and is the last of that generation still with us.
Hmm.
Well, with a name like Marie, let's hope she keeps going strong.
God bless them all. Some of you watching Facebook, the video stream there, have commented as well. Marina says, my oldest living relative is my great aunt Charlie. She is 94 years old. So thank you, Marina. And Cuidada says, my oldest relative is my great aunt, who is 102, living in South America, and she still moves around.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
You want to read the last one?
Sure. Damon, my oldest relative is my grandfather, Esteban, who will turn 92 this year. And my grandmother is 81 years old. They have been married, here you go, wow. They've been married 62 years. My grandmother still walks to Mass every day and helps out at church. That is so fantastic.
I love it. This was so great. We need to do more of the shows like this, honoring our seniors. I think, you know, in a world that wants to not respect our seniors, I think this is a great opportunity and great platform to do the exact opposite, which we know is what God would want us to do, right? And to really honor those that have lived such great lives and are still going strong and still having an impact on our lives as the relatives. So I think it's a wonderful show. If it's okay with you, Jerry, I'm going to put it on the list to do it again.
Sure. You have my permission, not that
okay,
you need it,
cool.
But you have it.
And Jerry, real quickly, we're getting a lot of text messages saying thank you to us. Folks did not realize it's Our Lady of Fatima and Ascension Thursday. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. This is an amazing day, and hope that you take it to a lot of deep thought and prayer for today. This is an incredible day, and so they just were thanking us.
Yeah, well, most of us will be celebrating Ascension Thursday on Sunday in about 3 days. But yeah, definitely Our Lady of Fatima, the messages that she gave to the children there. So very, very important. A lot of people, Debbie, think that some of those things are unfolding in the church and in the world today. Mm-hmm. So not only when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen, but when Our Blessed Mother talks, people better listen too.
Absolutely. Okay, we need to get Johnetta on. This is very, very important because we hope that Connie is still listening. Johnetta in Kansas City, Kansas, on Alexa. We have a couple minutes. We wanted to get you on.
Oh, thank you, Debbie and Jerry. I listen to your program as often as I can. But
thank you.
When Connie was talking about her mother in Kansas City, Kansas, I just knew it had to be Lida because she is a true saint here in our diocese. I go to her parish. She works very hard at our parish. She's always doing something. She writes in our newsletter, our bulletin, almost every week, something about our Blessed Mother. And she's always scheduling. Very helpful person. Anyway, I just had to make a comment on Lida. She's a wonderful person. And I know God's got a beautiful place for her in heaven when she meets him.
Mm. Johnetta, thank you for calling in and sharing this. This is very, very beautiful what you have done. You've caused Debbie to tear up a little bit. So, which is, you know, Debbie does that at moments like this.
Yeah. That was beautiful.
Wow. Yeah, just the fact that you knew who Connie was talking about before she mentioned her name and that you know her, this is really, 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 it shows how small the world is and how beautiful the Take-Two family is.
Well, and it shows the impact of ministry. And when people put their heart and soul into the parish life, Johnetta, look how you recognize that. You knew right away it was Lida that Connie was talking about. Connie, I hope you're listening. And such a great additional honor for your mom. Your mom's having an impact. And that's what we're all called to do by our baptism. And so thank you, Johnetta. Thank you for rushing to the phone. And thank you, Rich, our call screener, for getting you on as quick as possible. God bless you for that.
Well, Lida just called me yesterday telling me that they're going to open our adoration. We have a beautiful adoration chapel here, and she just called me yesterday to tell me that it's going to probably be open after Corpus Christi, and wanted to know if I was still available to do our adoration hour there. And so, see, she's already working on stuff. You know, she's just constantly working.
Yeah. It sounds like it. What was it? St. Catherine of Siena said, there will be plenty of time in heaven to sleep. Mm-hmm. You know, she just wanted to be about the Lord's work a lot. Yeah, it sounds like Lida is that type of person as well. Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing.
It certainly is.
Well, this was a blessed broadcast today. I just truly feel it. Thank you so much, Johnetta. God bless you. I put you and your family in our book as well, okay? Thank you. Jerry, tomorrow's all about relationships.
Yeah, relationships are part of human life as we interact with others, be it our spouse, our kids, our family, our friends, our coworkers, our workout buddy or buddyette. And so we're going to be talking all about relationships tomorrow. You can call in and share something that's maybe going on, hopefully good things, maybe some challenges that you're facing. That'll be on tomorrow's broadcast.
And thanks again, everyone. We just love you to pieces. Please visit us at take2show.com and also standtalltoday.com. Get your free consultation for life coaching with one of our certified life coaches. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. And St. Joseph, please pray for us.